Welcome to the Optimal Bio Podcast. At Optimal Bio, we don't just balance your hormones, we balance your whole body. Our conversations range from nutrition to medicine with an emphasis on wellness tips to support your health journey. If you like what you hear, find us on the web at optimalbio.com and follow the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Thank you for joining another episode of the Optimal Bio Podcast. Today, I am so excited about our guest. Her name is Katie, and she is the founder of Post Pamper. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Tyler. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, I have talked to so many people about you and so excited to talk with you. So cannot wait for our conversation. So let's just kind of start with, you know, your background. What is Post Pamper? And we'll go from there.
Sure. Well, yes, I'm Katie McGinley. I'm the founder and CEO of Post Pamper. And my background started in healthcare. So I used to be a director over 12 hospitals in Chicago, where I moved to San Diego from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago. So I'm a Midwesterner at heart, and when I was working in healthcare, I often saw families leaving the labor and delivery unit in total shock, thinking, what's the next step in my healthcare journey with postpartum? I can't believe the next OB appointment isn't until 6 weeks. So much can happen in those 6 weeks. And we so often overlook postpartum in our healthcare and medical systems. So it was jarring to see that gap in care when I'm someone that always follows the data. And in the U.S., we have some of the worst maternal and infant health outcomes compared to other high-income countries. And so when I was working in healthcare, I kept asking myself, why is it that we have these, you know, the highest maternal and infant mortality rate? Shocking, right? Compared to other high-income countries.
You probably think it's the opposite, right?
Right. You know, we, despite spending the most on healthcare, we have some of the worst outcomes. And it got me thinking, why do 1 in 5 mothers experience perinatal mood disorders or mental health challenges? Why are all of these outcomes so poor when we spend so much on healthcare? So I started doing some research and realized in other countries where the outcomes are drastically improved, that there's so much more infrastructure for postpartum. And that seems to be the biggest gap in care that's resulting in a lot of these poor outcomes.
And like what you said, like in the US, we spend so much money on healthcare and we have some of the sickest societies. And why, right? And I'm so thankful for people like you that are asking why, because we're so used to, oh, well, that's how we do it. That's what the doctor said, what have you. But really doing that research, looking at the data is so important, especially with postpartum. I have no kids, and just thinking about postpartum scares me already, right? And I don't think there's the education or the conversation around postpartum to like for you to educate on what it is so people can understand there needs to be something to heal during that time.
Yes. And the World Health Organization regards postpartum as a critical time for the health and well-being of mothers and babies for life. Life. Lifelong health is contingent upon how we take care of ourselves during that very tender time that is postpartum. And here in the US, we so often talk about the bounce back. And why is that? Because in American culture, we have to get back to work. That's what it's all about here in America. And a lot of people do want to get back to work. And with a little more support and infrastructure, they can safely and healthily go back, but we don't have that infrastructure like other countries do. We don't have mandatory paid parental leave. 1 in 4 mothers are going back to work within 2 weeks after giving birth.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. We don't even separate puppies from their mama dogs until 8 weeks. It's
people are out for a cold for a week.
Exactly. And the healing that has to happen, not only from physically recovering from birth, mentally recovering from birth, and also it's a massive transition, arguably, you know, one of the biggest transitions in one's life. So being able to focus on resting, recovering, and bonding are essential and so often neglected.
100%. And, you know, let's kind of dive into, you know, postpartum, like why, like what's actually going on to a woman's body? Why do they need that time to heal? Because like you said, it's all about the bounce back. And it's like, once you have the baby, like, oh, congrats, you have the baby. Everything should go back to normal. And what is even normal? So you could kind of talk about, you know, what's happening to your mind, your body, that physical healing after you give birth.
Yes, and soul and spirit and everything. So postpartum is such an important time for the body to physically recover. As one example, we grow a whole other organ during birth, the placenta. And when we birth not only the baby, but also the placenta, there's a dinner plate size wound that's left in the mother's body. And whether you have a vaginal birth or a C-section, we're cutting through layers of tissue and it's a major surgery. So no matter how baby arrives, the physical recovery requires mothers to rest. And there's a lot of information or you know, rules out there about what that rest could look like. It looks a little bit different for everyone. You have to tune into your body and, you know what's best. There are some guidelines such as 5 days in the bed after birth, 5 days near the bed with very light, you know, going to the bathroom or doing minimal things. And then another additional 5 days just staying in the vicinity of the bedroom so that you can continue to focus on your resting with very light movement. But again, it looks different for everyone. Mm-hmm. Rest is essential. Rest is a key part in being able to heal properly. Another essential component is nutrition. After birth, your hormones are going to go through a massive change, a big drop. And we also have nutrient needs that go along with that to not only support the hormone changes, but also if you are, say, breastfeeding, wow, your nutrient needs are going to go through the roof because you are supplying your child with their food and their nutrients, and you're giving all of this milk, right? Producing all of this milk, your nutrient needs are going to skyrocket. And so being able to focus on getting those healthy, nutrient-dense whole foods, protein-packed, it's so important to not lose sight of the value of nutrition in postpartum. And if you have a newborn baby, you're always probably going to sacrifice your own needs first to take care of babies. And so often parents just skip meals or they are grabbing the easiest thing, you know, to throw back and try to fuel that ends up not actually supporting in the best ways a healthy recovery from birth. So that's where it can look a little different for everyone, but rest, nutrition, and having support when it comes to mental health or help with baby is essential in feeling like you don't have to carry everything alone from day one.
And I think, you know, talking about rest, talking about nutrition, these are foundations that, and we're in such a fast-paced society, I feel like finally even just talking about rest for workouts make you stronger, let alone rest for you giving birth, right? And then such a life change, right? So the internal rest, external, and as you know, but nutrition is medicine. So it's going to help you heal or it can make you not heal as fast. And then like you talked about the hormones and then the nutrition, that directly plays to your mental health, which I don't think is discussed enough. As you know, you're in this space every day, especially with postpartum depression and anxiety. And I feel like many moms go back to their OB 6 weeks later with those symptoms and they're like, oh, it's fine. Here's a medication. When it should really be like, let's talk about the education. What's happening to your body? Why are you feeling like this? To try to find these root causes to so you could fully heal. Because like you said, this time is critical for those, the mom and the baby, for the rest of their life. Like, it's critical.
Yes. And being able to even have the conversation, being able to shift our culture into normalizing this conversation is the foundational goal of Post Pamper. We are not saying that retreats are the only way to focus on health and well-being in postpartum. We are saying it's just another way to find a space to prioritize that rest, to get those healthy meals, to have all of the support surrounding you 24/7 during a critical time. And support comes in many forms. If we do look to other countries, you know, in Latin American culture, La Cuarentena, 40 days after birth, the mother's family and friends will come together and bring healing soups and foods and support, and resting for 40 days is encouraged, and kind of quarantining, you know, within the home for those first 40 days. I mean, all over the world, culturally, it's normalized to see postpartum as that time for rest and recovery and health. And here, we just need to shift the conversation to catch up to the rest of the world. Just as much as we focus on preparing for birth, let's put that same value and emphasis in preparing for postpartum, because sometimes, as many will say, it's actually much harder than birth itself.
Right. And that's why I'm like so thankful for you, right, that you're opening this conversation. Because, and I think too, definitely like in society, we're having a shift of women speaking up about different like hormonal changes, how they're feeling, expectations of our role. So in this place, such a huge part of it. And like, you know, I was saying in the beginning, I had no idea this existed. I had no idea that, you know, what other countries did. And I feel like I'm very well versed in health and wellness. And so just, and we'll definitely get to like, what, how can you take the retreat home, right? But it's just that conversation, it's so needed so people can understand, one, the gravity of this time, and two, I think sometimes just knowing can help you heal, right? Knowing why is this gravity? What are the options? So you can feel confident in asking for help or having boundaries or what have you for you. One of my best friends had a baby last year, and her husband went to pre-baby counseling. Because she was saying, she's like, everyone goes pre-marriage counseling, which is, yes, a big change in your life, but having a baby could be one of the biggest changes. And I was like, that is incredible and, you know, so needed. And they could just talk about the small things of what's their workout schedule looks like in the morning to the big things, but being able to have that space to have that conversation.
Absolutely. The conversations, having more conversations is ultimately the goal. So hearing that makes me incredibly happy for your friend, that to even just talk about things in advance is such a leg up in being able to enter postpartum and welcoming a child and feeling more prepared than if we don't talk about things and try to just wing it.
Right, exactly. And I think communication is key for so many things, right? And that's what's lacking. And, you know, we talked about it, but like also understanding like the hormonal aspect of giving birth, being pregnant, that really is dictating so many things. And for you to be balanced, feel better, takes that rest, takes that nutrition. And, you know, you kind of talked about like what other countries do. You know, I was looking at, you know, South Korea, like this is their norm, is to go to like a retreat like this. And like, that is something special that needs to be talked about.
Yes. In South Korea, 80% of mothers check in to a postpartum care center. There's a whole system of postpartum care, Sanhu Joriwon, and these Joriwon centers are incredibly popular. 80%, 4 out of 5 checking in for multiple weeks after birth and subsidized by the government. So a lot of countries do have subsidies, or, you know, it's covered by their insurance and their government. So that is a big shift when we look to the US. And we have to acknowledge that our systems have a lot of catching up to do. I used to work at Blue Cross Blue Shield and other insurance companies as well. I know that it takes a long time. There's a lot of red tape, a lot of hoops to jump through to make change happen, to get things medically covered under insurance. I know that we are fighting the good fight in the US to pass legislation that requires mandatory paid parental leave. I agree that that would be the ideal, right? To have our government and our infrastructure and our insurance to cover this sort of care for every mother, for every family, of course. I also know from working in that space that we are a long ways away from every person having that ability. That's the reality. So we have to build it if we want it, and demand it more by building outside of the systems. Some of our services can be reimbursed by insurance, like lactation consulting. But it's a long way to go before these postpartum retreats and care centers are fully subsidized like they are in South Korea. And it's a challenge for many who are struggling to see these postpartum retreats coming to life here in America, and knowing deep down that if it were covered by insurance, they would do it in a heartbeat. But it is an investment in care when you're working outside of the system. So that is something that at Post Pamper we're very aware of, and we're trying to come up with different ways to give back, you know, to every deserving family. We just launched this year at the start of 2024. So we really are working to nail it, you know, and then scale it and be able to do more. But the conversation is the biggest driver in change. So just having another way to say, hey, look, we are building things to catch up to the rest of the world. How might that push on legislators? How might that push on insurance companies to continue to see the value?
Exactly. And that's the thing too, because I always say, like, if I had all the money in the world, I would try to redo the insurance, companies, because it's not for the benefit of the patient. Right. And we see that, like, we're getting sicker as a society across the board. Right. But, you know, really trying to, you know, show people the value, and how one mentally, physically, they'll be healthier, saving money in the long run by going outside of the system, because it's needed. And of course, people are all walks of life, so how can you give it to people? But like you said, the conversation, the education, like the value that you're putting on it is going to be so much more important than trying to just do what's been told, because it's not working out well, right? And, you know, I would love to kind of hear the data that you saw with women doing the normal postpartum route, with physical and mental side effects, and with the baby's health as well.
So I love that your Optimal Bio company is so focused on hormones, right? And we've been talking about hormones a little bit. And of course, after birth, there's an increase in oxytocin and endorphins and prolactin to produce milk. And there's a lot of things that are going to feel really good in your body. And then there's also the drop that everyone talks about of progesterone and estrogen. And that can feel like such a shift in mind, body, and spirit during that time. It's so common. I mean, over 90% of mothers experience what we call the baby blues. But it's hard to distinguish between the baby blues and more serious mental health challenges. So that is something, when we look at the health data, it's uniquely American to have 1 in 5 mothers experiencing mental health challenges beyond the baby blues and that hormonal drop. There's more happening here that is not talked about that's causing that, because when we look to other countries, that's not the same. So with more support, we know that preventative care, preventative support versus reactive to when it's gotten so bad with no support that we develop these mental health challenges. That's where we want to get into the space, preventative care. So at our retreats, that was a big component of what we wanted to cover. And so we have licensed therapists as part of our team that, just like your friend went to that, you know, pre-birth counseling with her partner, being able to have a licensed family therapist who not only specializes in maternal mental health, but relationship dynamics and the whole family, right? Being able to have that in the comfort of your hotel room is really nice. Or another piece, you know, that we talked about is being able to have support systems to not only help with feeling preventative care from a mental health perspective, but that physical recovery and care. So being able to actually rest requires that village that everyone talks about. And when we look to other countries, we do see that there's more of that village mindset, where in America, it's the hyper-independence, I can do it all by myself, I don't need, we struggle even asking for help.
Because we're told that, exactly, we're told that starting in preschool, right? Like, you got to figure it out on your own. If you ask for help, somehow you're weak, which is not at right at all.
Right. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps. It's like, you know, and a lot of times, culturally, we don't acknowledge the same values with that village component as other countries. So that's really clear in the data as well, is that, you know, we need to get back to that understanding and create that village when it comes to who's going to hold the baby so that mom can get a meal in and dad can get a meal in, or, you know, whatever that family dynamic looks like, so that parents can get their meals in. Who's going to be able to help around the house so that parents aren't trying to keep up with all of the household things when they need to be focusing on bonding and resting? And especially here in San Diego, where Post Pamper is launching here, San Diego's a transplant city. A lot of people move here and they don't have family nearby, or they don't have friends that they can count on for that level of support. And so the data in the other countries allows for families to have regular visits with midwives who they either come directly to the home and they're covered by insurance, or they can go, you know, in Germany, they call it Wochenbett, weeks in bed, where the midwife visits and expects that to be taken quite literally. So it's just common in other parts of the world, and with the support that they have in care in the village, that the outcomes show such improvements. And it's no surprise that, you know, when we do things all by ourselves, that we wouldn't have those same outcomes.
Exactly. And across the board, like, the US has some of the highest anxiety and depression rates. And of course, many factors go into that. But especially women, most women are on an anti-anxiety or an antidepressant or a combination prescription of both. And usually it happens around that postpartum time. Of course, I'm not saying there's not a time and place for things, right? But like you said, we're missing so many pieces, the understanding, the education, and just awareness of what is happening, and that this time is so sacred to heal.
Yeah, imagine if everyone had that support, that we wouldn't reach the breaking point, and we wouldn't be so in the throes and in the depths that there was no way out, because we had that in the beginning to prevent it in the first place. And it does look different for everyone. I never, you know, want to minimize either, that sometimes you can have all the support in the world and that is still a possibility. And that's a key component of Post Pamper, is that it's a non-judgmental space to support every family's needs and be tailor-made towards every family's needs because we are uniquely different. There is no refuting that getting early support and that deep knowing of that we go further when we feel supported, no matter what happens during postpartum. I think everyone can agree that we do go further when we feel supported, or at least when you are in the thick of it, you know, you have that person there to be able to support you in getting the care that you need.
Exactly. And you talked about preventative health, like that is key for so many reasons, right? And just having that conversation, just like, okay, knowing, okay, my hormones were the highest ever going to be when I'm pregnant. They drop essentially to zero when, you know, postpartum. Rest is so important. Nutrition is so important. So I think it can be helpful because like you said, you can have all the support you have or you can have, and you can still be feeling really bad. So just knowing the why. So hopefully you don't feel isolated. You feel like you can talk to someone and it's not just them, which, you know, we work with a lot of women patients and they've been told for a long time, right? Like, oh, you're fine. Oh, it's in your head. Oh, it's just normal because you're a mom, when it's like, no, it's not normal to feel bad, but what's causing that and how can we help you heal?
Absolutely.
So let's jump into what does the retreat look like?
Oh, I would love to tell you all about the retreat. Once a family checks into our retreat, you are surrounded by 24/7 postnatal care, not only care for the baby, but comprehensive care for the entire family. So we have a team of certified doulas who are infant and postpartum care specialists who are trained in things like evidence-based feeding and sleep support. Those tend to be the two biggest things. What does the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend as healthy sleep habits that we can start instilling in this early stage? Or, you know, what do the feeding guidelines look like for the stage of where my baby's at in their development? And it's so easy to be inundated with information, especially non-evidence-based information out in our world today. So being able to have certified experts allows parents to feel empowered and have non-judgmental, compassionate support team around them to say, oh, when you have that question, is this normal? Or, oh, I forget, maybe it's your second, third baby. Oh, it's been so long, I forget. What are those milk storage guidelines? You know, being able to have that support on hand 24/7 is really nice for aiding in good health and good empowerment. We also focus on nutrition and have 3 nourishing meals a day provided with room service at these hotels, brought right to your room so you can really focus on that rest. The doulas can help hold babies so you have your hands to eat those meals. And we have a tailor-made menu that's really focused on postpartum healing and making sure it's whole foods, you know, nutrient-dense, protein-packed, all that good stuff. So we also stock the rooms with healthy snacks so that you can continue your fuel during your stay in between meals. We also have a utility cart in every room that is stocked with postpartum healing modalities, belly wraps if you're interested in that, lactation teas if you are breastfeeding. A ton is on that cart just to support a healthy recovery no matter how you birthed your baby. And then just making sure that we've thought through all the little details in the room. If you had a C-section, we have a shower seat, a step stool, those things too. So making sure you're extra comfortable and you don't need to pack all the things that can pile up when you're traveling with baby. We have the bassinet, the diapers, the changing table, all the things. And we send out an email in advance for families to know exactly what's provided and what they would pack. We also have an overnight nursery, which is very important to get that rest and that sleep. Sleep is critical for resetting and healing. We all know that. And so many parents try to just power through, but nobody's immune to sleep deprivation. Newborn babies feed every 2 to 3 hours. So let's say baby feeds at 10 p.m. The clock starts at the beginning of a feed. A feed typically takes 30 to 45 minutes. So now we're at 10:45 after the feed concludes. Then you have to burp your baby, soothe your baby, put your baby down. And then, oh, by the time you do that, surprise, it's midnight. It's time for the next feed. And newborns will sleep 24/7. Often you have to wake your baby up for feeds. But those are the evidence-based feeding guidelines to get proper nutrition in your baby every 2 to 3 hours. And so many parents are falling asleep, holding their babies, doing feeds. And that's incredibly dangerous, right? The better thing to do is to make sure that someone else is there to hold your baby. And at our retreats, even if you are, say, breastfeeding and you want baby there every 2 to 3 hours for the feed, after your 30 to 45 minute feed, doulas can just take baby to the nursery. So you get that hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep. And then you add that up over across the night and it equals 8 hours. So that, or you might choose to bottle feed or formula feed, right? Or combo feed. And then they can take care of all of that. So you get that full night's sleep, right? So no matter the path, that overnight nursery really comes in handy for getting pockets or full nights of sleep, which aid in recovery. And so, you know, we have a bunch of add-ons too for the retreat. We have in-room pelvic floor therapy. A lot of times there's physical recovery issues. You might have urinary leakage or, you know, a handful of things with your physical recovery from birth. That hands-on body work from a physical therapist is super nice. We just do that right in the room if you need any of that. Newborn and family photography, maybe you want to actually shower and do those cute photos in a luxury hotel versus at the hospital or birth center. So that's a nice option. We also have international board certified lactation consultants. If there are complex issues that present with breastfeeding, like tongue ties or so common, you know, I can't figure out a latch or my baby's not gaining enough weight, you know, even though it seems like my baby's, you know, feeding all the time, like not gaining the proper weight. So all of those, you know, complex issues can be addressed with our certified lactation consultant. And we do have that licensed therapist as well. That is a nice add-on option. We also have spas at all of our hotels. So doulas can watch over baby while parents go get that massage and, you know, life-changing. And it's actually really good for your physical recovery from birth. Even with a C-section, you know, there's a lot of built-up scar tissue and things. And our massage therapists at these spas are, I mean, quality, top-rated spas at these luxury hotels that are trained and, you know, able to meet families exactly where they're at and getting the care they need. And what does a baby need more than anything? A cared for parent. So, you know, baby's whole emotional system is regulating off of parents. And so a calm and stress-free and cared for parent goes a long way in the emotional regulation of a child too. So it's not selfish to go get that massage. Like we always say, self-care is actually the healthiest thing you could be doing for your baby. And so it's just this way of making, you know, our retreats are a way for families to be surrounded by a beautiful environment, a nurturing community, and a space where if you want to go meet other families in the same postpartum stage, you can go meet in the gardens. We hold mother's circles or different things to be able to connect the families so that maybe you exchange numbers and 3 months later, you're like, is your baby doing this? Because you know that they're in the same stage and you have that contact and you just expand that village. And we also send families home after the retreat with a full packet full of evidence-based materials and referrals and quality providers so that should you need continued care, you don't have to do the research. We've got you.
Because it can be so hard who you should go to, especially like, right, you're not in the system, you're trying to do other things, right? So that's amazing.
We think it's pretty amazing too.
I am all in. Like as soon as I saw you guys, I was like, this is incredible. I need to talk to her and everyone needs to know about this.
Oh, you're so sweet. And one thing I'll say too, which I love sharing when I'm talking about post-pamper is, and we touched on this earlier, it is an investment in care. So we have 4 hotel partners and they are priced differently. We have some that are right on the ocean that are more of those like very luxury hotels. And then we have others that are absolutely gorgeous, but a little more price conscious. And that's wonderful. We've partnered with Noble House Hotels and Resorts. So that's nice to have that option. However, it is still, no matter which one you pick, an investment in care, because you're not only paying for your care, but also that hotel stay. And so what I always say is, think about the honeymoon, right? We all in society, nobody ever questions when newly married couples invest in going on a honeymoon. And the honeymoons are equally, you know, in the same price point as what this retreat stay, you know, over a course of 3, 5, or 7 nights at our retreats, you know, maybe your honeymoon's like a week long honeymoon and you're investing in that. So we like to say, think about changing the value conversation of welcoming a child to be of equal importance as how we value and don't question when newly married couples want to invest in their new relationship and start off on the right foot and have that really memorable time. And kids, they are there forever. They're there forever. So, you know, being able to really make that time memorable, to feel supported, to value that transition is something that I know we will make more normalized through these conversations. But don't be surprised. I'm not surprised when I hear people saying, wow, I can't believe, you know, people would pay for that. Or, you know, I can't believe they, you know, are charging for families to go to a hotel to do that sort of care. Shouldn't that just be available to everyone? I mean, I'm not surprised by those conversations, because when you're making a change, when you're disrupting culture, when you're shifting culture, you know, it's like, if you never want to be criticized, don't do anything at all. But if you want to try to shift the culture, you have to get in the game and you have to realize that we have to build these options. And if you are going to get out of the house and receive all of this care, then it might as well be in the most beautiful locations and extra memorable. And that's what we're all about.
And the importance of nature and being in that environment, right? And I think I love the comparison about the honeymoon to this, because why are honeymoons so much of what they are, right? And then for people to, I think you said like perfectly, where you're shifting culture, your society. And so where people put value, right? That is what we need to change the conversation, or for people to understand, because you're changing the value for the parents, their life then and their future. You talked about, you know, the parents help regulate the baby's emotions, like how they're, I don't think people fully talk about that enough or understand, but like, what a baby's life is like affects them when they're 15, 20, 30. And for them to understand that value, I would hope people understand that and would maybe choose that over a 10-day honeymoon, you know, if you have to choose between that. But I love that comparison. But it just goes back to, you are disrupting society in such a good way, but people have to also want to change their value system, right?
Right. Put that retreat fund on your baby registry, just like you put that honeymoon fund on your wedding registry. It's okay to ask your community to support you in your care versus things. And that's another piece. Nobody questions when someone wants to pay thousands of dollars for a snoo that rocks your baby to sleep for, you know, with the latest technology and products. I'm not saying that those things aren't wonderful. It's just that if nobody's questioning when you're spending on that very expensive stroller or that very expensive product, in a product-based society, in a consumerist society, then why can't we equally invest in care? And there's just a long way to go in that conversation. And I always like to say that, you know, whether a retreat is the right support system or option for families or not, we also offer, our doulas can do in-home care at an hourly rate. You know, our lactation consultant can go to your home at that, you know, hourly rate as well. You can always go see all of our preferred providers outside of the retreat setting. it's just, you know, if you want the experience of being surrounded in all of it at once. And I also think of, you know, it's like you're starting a new job and you want to be coached. You want to have people around you, especially if you're a first-time parent. But even if you have other kids, our doulas support the whole family. We can help watch over your toddler. Our doulas do that at retreats so you can bond with your newborn. And we're pet friendly. You can bring your furry sibling, your furry friend, your dog, and we can walk your dog so you can bond with your newborn. It's like, if you want to be fully immersed in a space that is putting your needs at the center and everything else is taken care of, one-stop shop, minimize stress, maximize parenting satisfaction, plugging you into that whole village. That's the experience. And I'm a very experienced, I live my life around meaningful experiences. So that's.
I will always pay money for wellness and experience because it goes, no question. Do you have any advice, you know, how to prep for, you know, specifically giving birth and that delivery room experience, or, you know, the birth center option, but, you know, how people talk about turning down the lights or music or bringing your own robe, you know, any, you know, ideas or tangible things that people can take with them to the delivery room?
Yes, I'm a certified doula as well.
So take you to the delivery room?
Yeah, if I had the time anymore, but I do think that investing in a doula is a wonderful way to prepare. And again, the data and the outcomes show the success rates for when you have, there's something, I don't know what to call, it's like something in us as women to be surrounded or next to another woman who is championing you and understands and is showing up for you. I mean, as women, a lot of times, we are emotionally inclined to need that support and have someone advocating for us in a system that, you know, oftentimes is working across different metrics or needs, right? And so being able to have someone championing you, and no matter what your birth plan looks like, someone to make sure that it's being heard and you know, that we're not doing, it's ultimately your birth. So, you know, every birth is uniquely yours, and having someone there to make sure that your needs are at the forefront is, you know, something I would highly encourage anyone to invest in as well.
And, you know, what are some key ways that you can take the retreat to home, you know, fundamentals or things that could really help with healing during the postpartum time?
Great question. I think being able to think about some key questions, if you're not doing the retreat or you're channeling the ideas of the retreat, or you do a retreat and you go home, some key concepts, right? How can I ensure that I'm going to get some sleep every night? Looks different for everyone, but maybe you do have a partner and you are rotating, you know, doing feeds so that you get those pockets of sleep, or, you know, maybe your partner is the one that's going into the other room to soothe and rock baby to sleep and just bringing baby in for feeds if, you know, mom's breastfeeding or whatever that looks like, right? Think about the key question is, how can I solution around getting sleep every night? And then the other one would be, how can I make sure that I'm not eating.
Yep.
Yeah. How can I make sure that I'm getting my nutrient needs met? How can I care for myself just as much as I would care for my baby? You wouldn't miss your baby's feeds. So how can I make sure that I'm not missing my feeds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Key. And,
yeah. And ultimately you are feeding your baby. So you want your nutrient needs to be met. So how can I make sure that I'm getting nutrition in and not overlooking that? And how can I make sure that if I feel like I'm drowning, or if I feel like I need more support, who can I talk to, and who's in my village? Like, who can I turn to be able to vent, or to make sure that if I can't solution because I'm so sleep deprived and depleted, that you have that safe space to turn to? I feel like those three elements, sleep, nutrition, and village, those are things that I would advise anyone to think about preparing for postpartum. Those could be the conversations maybe you have. And maybe it results in booking that retreat, or maybe it results in another path. But I think if you can answer those questions for yourself, you're in a really good spot.
I love that. And those are, you know, just having that conversation, what we've talked about, right? And just thinking through those, I feel like, you know, you don't think, like, you just think about having baby and getting the actual tangible items you need. But hopefully we can, you know, make that conversation, having those conversations before, because of course, you know, you need diapers, but what can help you and the baby. I could talk to you about this forever. I am just like so intrigued by all of this. But my last question, similar but different. So I was reading a few months ago, the white, pink, and blue blankets that they wrap the infant in the hospital. What are your thoughts on that blanket?
That's a good question. I haven't gotten that on the podcast yet. So, you know, I think it's hard to say, you know, it's not, it's again, like everyone has preferences. Everyone has unique needs. There's certain practices in a hospital setting that beyond the blanket, you know, there's many things that people will be like, wait a minute, nobody told me X, Y, or Z are, you know, side effects or like, you know, repercussions potentially for doing this. And
major ones. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or like wiping off the vernix too soon or clean, you know, it's like, there's so many things that come up. And ultimately, again, it's like, I can't say what's right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. It's uniquely every person's decision to advocate for what matters to them. And so if you want somebody to help educate you and making sure that you have at least the knowledge for, hey, here are the things that are the pros and the cons. Now you make the decision. That's really what a doula can do. But yeah, I think, you know, as a doula, I'm always, you know, I always play, you know, I'm here to serve and support families in whatever path they choose. And it goes for, it's the second you become a parent, this is the story of one's life. It's always, you know, people will have different opinions on things or, oh, you're doing that or, oh, this or that. Like, that's the story of a parent's life. So you really have to get like clear on what your values are and who you can turn to have the pros and cons conversations that, you know, support you in whatever path you decide.
I think that's what's so important is just knowing, right? And like researching and knowing who to talk to, because I feel like so many people just across medicine, but specifically with having a baby, giving birth, you don't realize one, what side effects could be or that you have options. So just knowing that you can research and talk to the right people, so then you can have the options instead of not realizing that you have options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, of course, it's like if you, I always say, like, if you want to just go with the flow, just recognize that that means that you're limiting your voice, your power in the situation. And, you know, I'm a very go with the flow person too. I always recommend, you know, it's your body, it's your experience. You do have a voice in this. And sometimes going with the flow is not going to give you the experience that you want, and that there's no harm in just educating, you know, ourselves and having more, you know, conversations early and just making sure that we avoid any situations where it's like, oh, I wish someone would have told me that I even had a voice in this.
100%, because we just feel like we have to listen, and especially such a vulnerable time. And as a mom, you're going to have so much pressure because you don't want anything to happen to the baby, right? So if you go out of the norm, if you feel like it's going to, it's a lot. So that's why it's great to have the resources, the education, to know that you have options. And then, like you said, like as a parent, you have to choose what you think is best for you and your family.
Absolutely. And I'm so inspired by all of the work that you're doing to help educate on hormones and all of the work of Optimal Bio and, you know, really disrupting the space as well. So I just, kudos to you and your whole team that, you know, you're on the culture shifting front in making sure that, yeah, we can live our healthiest lives. We have options. We have ways to change, you know, our culture into accepting that there's more ways to optimally live and to focus on our health and wellness. And everyone deserves that. So kudos to all of you too. And just really good to be in conversation with other disruptors and innovators. And I just feel like you and everyone in this space are my people. I love talking to you and others in this space.
Same, because like you said it perfectly, talking about like, we are disrupting, we are going to get so much pushback, but looking at the data, wanting people to feel well, because your health impacts every aspect of your life, right? So it's great that the conversations are getting bigger, more of us are involved, and you know, we all deserve that. But we also need people who will champion it, and we are both trying our best.
Yay, I love it.
Well, I could literally talk to you about forever. So the next time you come on, I want to talk about the actual delivery room and go through all of that.
Next time.
Exactly. My office in Cary is right across from the hospital, and it's the OB wing. And so sometimes I just look out the window and think, this lady's life is just literally changing right now, and I'm just sitting on my computer. So would love to dive into all of that.
Oh, would love to come back on, and just thank you again for having me. It's been such a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much. And we need to get Post Pamper on the East Coast soon. So.
Yes. And there are some retreats out there on the East Coast, by the way. So check out fourth trimester retreat in DC, Borum in New York. They're starting to pop up all over the country. And I always say collaboration over competition. I'm not over here trying to monopolize the retreat business. I hope more pop up. I want people to have this option available to them. So
100%. We feel the exact same way. Well, thank you. It was so wonderful talking.
So wonderful talking with you, Tyler. Thank you.
This has been a production of Optimal Bio. Optimal Bio is CEO Tyler Brannon, podcast host and partner Jim Baker, medical director Greg Brannon, production assistants by Core Media, Beth Grabencourt, administrator, Kevin Duthu, executive producer. The podcast can be found on our website, optimalbio.com, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Our theme song is Sunwave by Paradiso, provided by Epidemic Sound.